Negotiations continue in Washington, but still no deal to extend federal unemployment benefits to those out of work because of the pandemic. More than 50 million Americans have filed for unemployment since March, and one of them is Nathan Connor. He's a single father of a six-year-old daughter, and he was laid off from his job at a manufacturing plant in Wisconsin in March. He joins us from Milwaukee. Nathan, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Well, how are things going for you at this moment?
Stressful would be an understatement. I'm an optimistic person. I haven't heard much from the unemployment department here in Wisconsin. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm stressed out. I don't know what to do here. I've been living in a crappy motel with my six-year-old kid, and we probably got to the end of this week that I've got it paid up for, and after that, I don't know what I'm going to do. I've gotten a job, but it doesn't start till the end of the month. But I tapped my credit and all my savings, and now I wait. Week 18.
Hmm. And you haven't been able to get unemployment benefits the whole time?
No, I haven't. I'm up to the Department of Workforce Development here. This was about July 3rd. They called me at 5:53 p.m. on a Friday night to interview me. I answered all the questions, let them know my job had a sector-by-sector shutdown, so I shut down one building at a time to implement the safety protocols and social distancing protocols and training for the managers. But I was only 2 months in to my employment when they opened this production back up. They only did it at 25%. So at that, who's going to be the person who's going to get those cuts? The low man on the totem pole, and that's me.
So it was just too hard for you to explain to them basically what was going on in your particular situation, and so they wouldn't give you the unemployment benefits?
I explained it very well, and they told me they wouldn't render a decision over the phone. And the person I was talking to, she kind of over-talked me as I was explaining my answers, and I had to clarify my answers several times over for her. And then at 6 p.m., there was an alarm that went off in her background, and these were her exact words to me, Jeremy. Whoop. It's 6 o'clock. It's quitting time. I have to start my weekend. And she ended the call. And Monday morning, there was a determination saying that I was denied these benefits. Then 48 hours later, they called me back and say, hey, you were wrongfully denied. But the thing is, we can't do anything about it. You have to go under review. And that backlog is already months long.
Wow.
I don't know what I'm going to do here.
So you say you're going to start a job soon. Is that going to come soon enough for you to have the money that you need just to survive with you and your daughter?
I don't start that job until the second to last Monday of this month, so I won't be seeing a paycheck till sometime into September. So between now and then, I'm not sure what we're going to do. I mean, I've contacted temp services. I've gone on Craigslist to look for gigs and everything else. And it's a lot of competition out there. So right now, I don't know what I'm going to do. Someone told me to set up a GoFundMe. I'm a proud man. I've never had to ask for anything. I will work my butt off to get it. But I got this six-year-old kid looking at me, and I got to worry about how I'm going to feed her and make sure she has a roof over her head. So, you know, my pride has been set aside. I have to make sure she's straight. I can survive, but she can't survive like this.
So, as you know, there's a whole debate going on right now in Washington about, more economic relief for people who are suffering because of the pandemic, and they haven't been able to reach an agreement yet. What would your message be if somebody's listening to this who's a member of Congress and is in the midst of these negotiations?
Come talk to some of us real people who are living this. Don't judge and look from afar. If they're not in a position where they have to tell their kids no and not be able to explain why they can't do certain things with their children that they're accustomed to doing, or if they are not in a position where they have to ration out think about which meals they're going to skip throughout the week so they can make sure their kid doesn't have to miss a meal, you know, until they do that, they should not be bickering back and forth. They need to be together helping us all.
Mm-hmm. What have you been saying to your six-year-old daughter, Audrey, about all this?
I've been talking to her as much as I can about, explaining to her. She's a very astute kid, so I don't cry around her. So I try to make everything more educational around her. When I do have extra money, I go buy her books, self-study books and stuff like that. Like now we're doing, first grade Spanish. That's what we're working on this week. You know, I just try to keep it kid-based for her. She's still a kid, and I'm going to make sure she has a childhood, Jeremy. That's my goal. I will make sure she has a childhood.
Is she going to start school this fall?
I'm not sure about that. as it stands right now, I'm not comfortable with sending her to school because we don't know. There's no set safety protocols that are, you know, set across the board. But right now, as it stands, we're going to try to figure out some homeschooling, or I don't know if you ever heard of it, pod learning, where, mm-hmm. you know, small pods of parents and kids, and they basically have school once or twice a week.
That is Nathan Connor in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, one of the many millions of Americans newly unemployed during this pandemic. Nathan, thank you so much for joining us, and good luck to you and your daughter. I hope that things get a lot better very quickly.
Thank you, Jerry, for having me. Thank you.
And I also spoke today with the House Majority Leader, Steny Hoyer, who says it's looking unlikely there'll be a vote on pandemic relief by the end of this week. If you missed that interview on the air, you can hear it at hereandnow.org.